on the vital role that TSA plays. Madam Ranking Member, you are now recognized for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and let me also welcome Acting Deputy Administrator Coswell for joining us this morning, and thank you for all the work that TSA does in keeping us safe every day. On this somber date, we remember the tragic and devastating events of 18 years ago. An adversary motivated by nothing short of an evil attack on our nation and the horrifying grief and loss of life was unimaginable. Establishing the Transportation Security Administration was among several steps that Congress took to help ensure the attack would never be repeated. In the last Congress, this committee worked hard to complete the work on the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2018, also including the first comprehensive reauthorization of TSA since the agency was created shortly after September 11th attacks. Our focus today is on the oversight of the agency as it continues its critical mission and seeks to implement the mandates included in last year's TSA authorization, formerly known as the TSA Modernization Act. As you know, last year's TSA Modernization Act focused on improving transportation security by addressing such issues as training and deployment of canines for screening of passengers and cargo, reinforcing efforts to intercept insider threats, and expediting testing and deployment of new screening technologies in various organizations to ensure the effective leadership at the agency. I also want to note here, I appreciate the good work of the Pacific Northwest Laboratories in Richland, Washington, who at airports through the TSA millimeter wave scan have worked through security and developing, we call it the TSA salute, but nonetheless, this overhead has given quite a security level, and yesterday had the chance to talk with Acting Director Cosgrove about the next generation of technology which we will be deploying at airports. But both at our airports with individual travelers and our cargo containers, the Pacific Northwest Laboratory continues to stay ahead on cutting-edge technology, and we appreciate the work of our R&D labs in helping us maintain security. I also appreciate your candor regarding a recent diversion of TSA resources to the southern border. I spoke to you about a letter that was sent by my colleague, Senator Wicker, and I about the diversion of those resources. My guess is we'll have a chance to ask you in this morning's hearing about that. Reports indicated at the time that there could be an additional 800 FAMs who would be deployed with ultimate goal of sending 175 to support the CBP operation. So I'll look forward to asking you about those questions this morning. So as my colleague said, we're here to review what we can do to make sure that the TSA remains a strong and viable force. I remain very interested in the K-9 unit's success and the further deployment of that as one of the fastest growing airports, if not the fastest growing airport in the nation, SeaTac. The challenges of moving people and making sure we're all secure is a very, very important daily task. So thank you for being here to address these issues.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell.